Good morning and welcome to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. Today we are discussing music being produced right here in Central Ohio. We will talk about some of the best venues to see and hear Columbus's best musicians and bands. Our panel will recommend some music for you to check out, and we'll learn a little more about what WOSU is doing to highlight local musicians. Joining me in the studio is Chris DeVille, Columbus Alive music critic and reporter. Welcome, Chris.
Hi there.
Andy Dotson, president of Central City Recording, a recording studio based in Clintonville. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
And Eric French. Eric is a broadcast technician for WOSU Radio, and Eric is also the host of Capital City Radio's Groundswell Columbus, something we'll learn a little bit more about later this hour. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks, Amy.
Let's just begin first with a music selection that was brought to us today by Chris DeVille. This is Saint Seneca, and the song is called God Bones.
On whiskey and drunk on love. Hell was hot underneath and heaven heavy above.
And that was Saint Seneca and the song God Bones. Chris, tell us a little bit about that band.
Saint Seneca is a band that they mostly play, well, they seem to play pretty much everywhere. They play a lot of house shows, but then I saw them play under a bridge one time.
Wait, which bridge?
Nearby here.
Really?
Yeah. they basically, they're kind of this, you know, rustic folk band. Like I said, they're really into, like, playing at all kinds of different venues with no microphones and kind of stomping the floor. And they've got this plastic trash can that they use for percussion. I really like the stuff that they do. And so I wrote about them in the Live this week because they're playing a show at Used Kids Records this evening starting at 6 to celebrate the release of a new record they're putting out.
And they're actually releasing a record. This is not a CD. They like the sound of the record.
Yeah, it's a 7-inch single. It's got 4 songs on it. That song we just heard is one of them. And it's really strong. It's, you know, they're a young band. They're all in college at OSU. And they've got this kind of throng of fans that follow them everywhere. It's, you know, just several dozen people, but they seem to be at all their shows. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what else they do, you know, after this record.
And tonight you said they will be at Used Kids. Where's that?
It's on campus on High Street. It's right near the McDonald's.
It's like
17th and High. It's kind of around the area where there's the McDonald's. There's Buckeye Donuts kind of across the street from all the lecture halls and all that.
Okay. And Andy or Eric, do you know anything about St. Seneca that you'd like to add? Have you heard of them or are they new to you?
I've heard the name. This is the first time I heard their music. I think it sounds really cool. I can speak to Used Kids. If you haven't checked out Used Kids, that's definitely a record shop everybody should be aware of here in town.
So yeah. That's more of a record store. I wouldn't think of it as a venue to hear music, though. Is that, do they do that normally?
They pretty regularly will host local bands for special events like this, and sometimes they'll bring in, you know, a touring act. Like if there's some band that's playing later on that night at one of the bigger venues, they'll come and do like an acoustic show at Used Kids earlier in the evening as like kind of a special engagement. So it's pretty cool.
Eric, do you enjoy seeing things at Used Kids?
I've only been to one show there, and it's been a couple years, but it was a great time, and it's, you know, it's awesome. You can hang out, watch the band, and flip through some records. You know, I bought a couple records and went home after seeing a show, and it was great.
You got an extensive dollar bin. You can get old records for just a dollar a piece, and there's some really good stuff in there.
And they have a lot of good local stuff, too.
All right. Well, you're listening to All Sides Weekend. Today we're talking about local music. The number to call to join the conversation, 614-292-8513, or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. We are talking about local music. Who is your favorite local musician or band, or what is your favorite place to hear live local music? And Andy, you work with music day in and day out. That is basically your job. You're the president of Central City Recording. Tell us a little bit about your business model for Central City Recording.
Sure. Well, we're a full-service commercial recording studio, but we do focus on being a resource for the local music scene. Kind of, it came about a couple years ago. Me and my business partners, there's four of us all together, and we'd all played in bands together when we were younger and kind of growing up in Columbus. And we all felt like we all kind of went off and came back. And when we got back to town, we felt like it was a whole different scene than we left. And there was a lot of really strong talent. And most importantly, it was kind of all over the board, which I think will be really cool about the show today, because between all the music we brought, there's there's not like a sound. It's not like it's all punk rock or it's all heavy metal.
So Columbus
metal
doesn't have
country.
Columbus doesn't have one genre. They're very
It's really diverse. And the bands are really running with that concept. So when we got back and we kind of saw this going on and we felt like that was a really cool thing, unfortunately at the same time there were a couple studios that we had worked at when we were younger that had shut down within like months of us getting back and kind of feeling out the scene and like maybe we should go play again, you know? Well, when these studios shut down, we all kind of got together and talked and we thought it was a good time to try and start something up. We felt like there was a void to fill.
So how has the business been? I mean, this, you know, in these economic times, how is it being a recording studio?
Terrifying. we're a pretty new business too. So we're just getting the business end of things to line up with our kind of our goals that we're setting. But we've had great fortune making really good records for the last almost 2 years now. And specifically the last few months have really picked up as far as business, and some of the projects we're doing are turning out really well and starting to get some pretty major attention. So,
and you have a pretty nice location. You're in Clintonville, right on High Street.
Yeah, and we adore it. We've got a super cool block. We're just a block south of North Broadway on High Street, and we share the block with Screen T-Shirts, which is like a local T-shirt shop. Independently owned and operated. There's a camera store there that's been there forever, and I'm not a photographer, but from what I hear, it's the place to go. Midwest Photo, I think, is what it's called. And they're right by us. They're super cool. Seagull Bags is another upstart young guys. Their first shop. They make messenger bags and hats and T-shirts there. Embassy Skate Shop. It's just a super cool block. It's all creative people, and it's all kind of our first big boy, you know, or big girl. Job. Everybody's kind of trying to be a grown-up, but it's a lot of fun, and everybody seems to be doing really well.
Okay. And go ahead, Eric.
I was going to say, and from an engineer and musician's point of view, your studio is everything I've ever dreamed about working with.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you. A nice space.
Yeah, I remembered I used to go up to Guitar Center and talk with Andy, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, here's what we're working on, and this is our gear list that we're going to line up. And I was like, you know, it's not that I didn't believe it, but it was just sort of like it was such a lofty goal. And I'm like, well, this would be great if this happened. But and then, you know, about a year later, I run into him and he's like, well, here, check these pictures out. And there it was.
So you got to believe it.
Yeah, we don't mess around. That was another thing. Working at Guitar Center, first off, I got to hear a lot of people talking about doing what we were trying to do and see a lot of the ways that their plans either didn't pan out or didn't work the way they wanted them to. And I also got to get my finger on the pulse a bit. I worked with some amazing musicians and met a lot of customers who were fantastic musicians and engineers and producers that would come through. That was a really good gig for me to kind of get into the scene. And
when they need a place to record, now they know where to go.
Now they know where to go.
That's Andy Dotson. He's the president of Central City Recording. Let's listen to a selection that was brought to us by Eric French. This is from a group called Trains Across the Sea.
Seven more hours till I can take a shower at your place. I can kick off my shoes, we'll go boozing, smooching, hooting the night away. Yes, and I will meet you there. I will meet you there. I will meet you there. As the miles fly by, I'm thinking how you...
And that's the group Trains Across the Sea. The song is called I Will Meet You There. Eric, what do you like about this band?
I like this band on a number of levels. Well, first off, since I'm putting together a show now of all local music, I put a couple feelers out with Joel on cringe.com, and just saying, you know, like, hey, we're putting this show together, and if you got a band or if you've got a recording, just get in touch with me, and here's how.
Is cringe.com a music web? Like, what is cringe.com?
Oh, it's an amazing local music resource. we should get to that. That should be
okay.
An entire conversation.
That should be its own thing. Okay. Yeah.
So this guy sends me an email. His name is Andrew Gallagher, and it was the funniest email I think I've ever read. And so I'm like, all right, well, yeah, man, I'll meet up with you. And I met up with him, and, you know, I taped a little bit of an interview, and the interview just kept going and going, and then I had an hour and a half on tape. And everything that this guy said was really cool. He's an engineer, not like us, but like
a real engineer.
Yeah. He's an engineer by trade who just decided, hey, you know, if I'm going to be like a working class musician, I need to dedicate 8 hours of a workday to it. So he and some other people put together this thing called the Migratory Office, where they, you know, they meet at a coffee shop from 9 to 5, and they work on, you know, on their businesses, and, you know, they have a variety of businesses, and they have to report to each other about what they're doing. And through there, he's recorded his own music. He's running his own website, and the songs are just amazing. I love this.
So he's the lead singer of the lead singer of Trains Across the Sea?
Yeah, and I like that the Columbus sound. Well, not that there's a sound, but I like that all these bands now have embraced melody and pop.
Yeah.
Like 98 or so, when I started going to shows up here, it was way louder and noisier.
Yeah.
And not that loud is bad, but, you know, it's good to be able to go to a concert now and hear, you know,
words
hear a song
that
you can sing along to.
Okay. So Trains Across the Sea is playing tonight. I saw they're playing at something called Peachtoberfest. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's something that they're putting together.
It's okay. All it said was Peachtoberfest. Yeah. It didn't have a location, so.
Well, the name of their record is Greetings from the Peach District.
Okay.
And I haven't talked to Andrew about this, but I researched it online, and it's at Dragonfly.
Oh, okay.
Which is
a vegan restaurant. Vegan restaurant, yeah.
And it's an all-evening event. It's from, I think, 5 until 2 a.m. They have comedians and bands and all kinds of great stuff.
Do you know if that's something that's open to the public tonight, or do you think it's sold out?
Yeah, it's open to the public.
Yeah, I think it's
probably free. It's I think it's rain or shine, they're going to do it. And the Peach District is kind of like a fake neighborhood that some people created in the kind of the area between campus and Victorian Village over there around the King Avenue area. So,
okay.
It's,
so
it's just south of the fictitious Washington Beach area.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So Trains Across the Sea will be there tonight, and then they're at Gallery Hop tomorrow night, too.
Make sure you catch them live, too. They're absolutely just completely fantastic live band. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. They're I saw them at the Pabst Blue Rendezvous. We had a big party a few weeks ago. And they were just absolutely – I mean, they're nut jobs. They're – They're crazy.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, you're listening to All Sides Weekend on WOSU 820 NPR News. I'm Amy Jarovich, and joining me in the studio is Central City Recording President Andy Dotson and Groundswell Columbus host and WOSU broadcast technician Eric French and Columbus Alive music critic Chris DeVille. To join the conversation about local music, call 614-292-8513 or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. It is just about time to take a break, but to go to the break, we're going to listen to a band called Six Gallery. Before we hear Six Gallery, Andrew, tell us a little bit about this group.
Sure. They started as a four-piece instrumental band in Athens, and about a year ago, their drummer left, and my business partner, actually, Ben Miller, at the studio, who was the drummer in my band for years before, he joined the group, and they kept playing as an instrumental group up until last summer when a guy named Daniel Francis joined the band. He used to sing in a band called Pirate here in town. He joined the band as a vocalist and changed everything. They'd always been kind of seen within the instrumental music scene as kind of a really cool band, but adding a vocalist and it changed their sound to an extent, but they also kind of retained all of the things that the scene liked about them to begin with. And I think the vocalist, it just makes them a lot easier to access for a lot of people. They're kind of a prog band, you'll hear.
Okay. So, and just to say before we go to the break that they are playing at the Basement on October 7th and Rivari Room on October 9th. So
yeah, and the Rivari Room shows with the Pinkertones, the coolest Weezer cover band in the history of the universe.
Okay. Well, there's an incentive to go to see that show. Now let's listen to the song Just Hey by Six Gallery, and we'll be right back on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Oh, WOSU News reports on stories from around the state and in your backyard.
The five state public pension systems will present new plans to the Ohio Retirement Study Council next week. Each system has endured significant losses in assets.
We foresee a shortfall that at some point we would not have the assets to pay member benefits.
Get more from your news with the award-winning WOSU News team on WOSU 89.7 FM, NPR News, and classical music.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend on WOSU 820, NPR News. It's 56 and a light rain right now. Showers likely today, mainly between 1 and 2. Mostly cloudy with a high near 60. And tonight, a slight chance of showers before 11. Mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 48. Tomorrow, more slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Sunday looks like it should be sunny with a high near 61.
Baby, I feel like moving on. Trapped inside the reeling now, colliding storms. Baby, I feel like the bleeding one. And then the love that is lost to us.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. This morning we're talking about local music, and you were just listening to a selection from the Josh Krajic Band, and the song was Shorn. Eric, tell us about this group.
This group is sort of like musical muscle to no end. Well, I'm pretty good friends with all three of them, but obviously, this guy, his voice is just smoky soul pop at its best. And the drummer and bassist also are... I went to school with a drummer. He went through Capitol Music School, so he's like dedicated his life to that drum set. And these guys are just the best live band. I mean, like, so the songs are good and poppy, but it's also, it's a good band to go hang out and watch and drink. And, you know, they put on a show. Like, Krajic will be playing a solo, and then he'll just start tapping and start drinking with another hand, or I think I've actually seen people feed him shots while he's playing.
Nice.
And I was looking at their website, and they are in Worcester tonight.
Tomorrow. tonight's a special night for them. They're doing an all-acoustic set tonight in Worcester, which is where Josh Krajic is
from. I probably
said
it wrong. I always say it. Is it, it's Worcester? Worcester.
I think it's acceptable either way.
Okay.
But I'm not from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're playing tomorrow night at Scully's with another band, the Matt Munhall Band. And that's another...
Everyone on the panel is nodding their head.
Matt Munhall.
We like Matt
awesome,
Munhall.
Yeah.
I think we talked about him last time I was
Yeah, I think so. So Matt Munhall and this band, they're tomorrow night at Scully's.
That's right.
All right.
Usual bar time.
Yeah.
And the Josh Krajic Band, Eric, is a band that you were featuring on your local music show that you host called Groundswell Columbus, which is a show on WOSU's new music service, Capital City Radio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Capital City Radio?
Okay, Capital City Radio is a new music service that WOSU Public Media is offering to sort of, you know, it's aimed at a slightly different demographic than what our AM and our FM stations are. And it's, you know, we're offering some talk and some music, none of which is offered anywhere else in Columbus at this time. So right now it's only offered as an internet web stream.
Mm-hmm. Where can they access that?
CapitalCityRadio.org.
Okay.
We have a blog. We have, you know, some updates here and there. And then straight from the website, you can click on Listen Now. And I'm hosting a show called Groundswell Columbus. I think that's been my favorite word pretty much throughout my musical career.
The word groundswell?
Yeah. A local uprising.
Yes.
Yeah. So it fits perfectly. It's a weekly one-hour show, and it's all Columbus-based bands. I am including some of the national acts, like I played Tim Easton, or anybody who's, you know, been from here and moved somewhere else. Or so long as there's a strong tie to Columbus, I'm stoked to play it.
So Groundswell Columbus, when can people hear that show?
New episodes premiere Thursdays, and then they repeat on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. So what time on Thursday does it premiere?
Thursday evenings at 7.
Okay.
And then Fridays you can listen at noon, Saturday at 1, or Sunday evenings at 8, We're
lots of choices.
Yeah, we're trying to give everybody you know, weekend day, weekend night, you know, some time to tune in.
So if everyone if people missed it last night at 7, they can catch it. You said tonight.
Today.
Today.
Mean, yeah, as soon as we're done on the air.
Today at noon.
Go straight to capitalcityradio.org.
Today at noon.
And you'll hear Josh Krajicek kick off the show too.
So he kicks off the show. And does each show have a theme, or what are you trying to achieve with each show? Is it about one band or many bands?
Some shows have themes. Some shows also, you know, if I just have a great playlist, I'll just put a good playlist. I kind of grew up in the era of sweet rap skits. You know, those early 90s rappers, they put great skits in. So me and some of the crew here have put together a few skits that kind of, you know, my sense of humor is a little
segue
silly
stuff.
Yeah. Worth tuning in for the skits as well as the music.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of hoping to have each of you guys co-host the show.
I'd be happy to.
Well, you're asking them on the air. Now they're committed.
Yeah,
now they're committed.
It's on record.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurovich. Joining me in the studio is Chris DeVille, Columbus Alive music critic, Eric French with WOSU's new music service, Capital City Radio, and Andy Dotson from Central City Recording. Let's hear a selection that was brought to us by Chris. This is Fly Union.
She says she wants my fat gold chain, 24 carats, she wanna wear it. My fat gold chain, ask me where I copped it, she wanna rock it. My fat gold chain, she see the way it hang, the boy doing his thing. She like my fat gold chain. Fat.
Payday, a couple bills past due. I could pay on them. I purchased new shoes. I choose the last.
All right, Chris, I think we have shocked our AM audience. Tell us a little bit about Fly Union.
Fly Union is one of the most exciting rap groups in Columbus right now. They've been working with a lot of really cool people. They just did a song with Big Sean, who's kind of like one of Kanye's proteges. And they're affiliated with Mick Boogie, who is like LeBron James's personal DJ, and is like
he's a personal DJ.
LeBron
so
James has a I did not know LeBron James is a personal DJ. Okay.
Yeah. So they're making a lot of really cool connections, and it's because they're making really awesome music. What I really like about that song we were just listening to, which is called Gold Chain on Credit, is like it's kind of got this chorus that makes it sound like it's you know, just this typical rap song talking about, you know, oh, look at my bling, look at my, you know, jewelry that I bought with all my money. But then the verses, the guy's rapping is all about how, you know, basically, okay, I've got the choice. I can either pay my rent or I can buy this stuff so that it looks like I'm rich, and I'll just, you know, I'll buy the stuff so it looks like I'm rich, and just kind of like, you know, making fun of this kind of, you know, rapper wealthy mentality and kind of bringing things back down to real life a little bit.
A lot of their stuff is tongue-in-cheek, and everything they do is super, super self-aware. You know, they write tremendous, tremendous amounts of music, and they kind of only release the stuff that they feel like really hits the spot, which is something that I have a lot of respect for, that kind of work ethic.
Do you know where we can see Fly Union coming up anytime soon?
I don't know that they have – I don't know of any performances coming up really soon, but I would just, you know, sign up for their Twitter feed, like twitter.com/fly.u. It's actually FLYDOTU.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll post anything that's coming up, and they release new music online pretty frequently. So between that and myspace.com/flyunion, probably be able to keep up on their activities.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend. To join the conversation, call 614-292-8513 or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. Who is your favorite local musician or band, or where is your favorite place to hear live local music? And we do have an email from Will. He says, I heard a rumor that Carabar is closing or is already closed.
Well, it's not already closed. I think what's going on is when they redo the 70-71 split, they're going to be eminent domain.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that.
But it has nothing to do with the place or the, you know, as far as like they're doing great business. Every time I go up there, it's packed.
So the 70-71 split is a big ongoing project, completely like redesigning the road. I don't even know a projected start date or end date on that. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, you know, I know that when they've written articles about it, they talked about the buildings that would have to be demolished according to the plan. And Karabar was on that list, so then people start worrying about when is it going to be gone.
Yeah, I think it is going to happen eventually, but for the time being, it's still hosting really awesome shows.
It's all free.
Yeah, always free. We talked a lot about Karabar last time I was on here, too. It's down on Parsons Avenue, just south of Broad. But even tomorrow night, there's an awesome show with Brainbow and the Lindsay, really awesome local rock bands playing there for free. So.
For free, does that mean no cover?
No cover charge, yeah.
Okay.
So Karabar is still alive and well for the time being.
Yes, and who knows how long the 70-71 split project will take, so maybe
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
No need for Will to worry right now. Let's listen to a selection that was brought to us by Andy, and this is Karate Coyote.
Move yourself to France.
And that is Karate Coyote and the song Move Yourself. Andy, tell us about that group.
Karate Coyote's probably my favorite band in town right now because we're working on their record.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds absolutely amazing. Actually, just yesterday, or the last 2 days, we did drums and bass. And I've got Ryan Horn, the guitar player, coming in today, and we're going to start guitar tracks. That's actually one of the songs that was off. They've got two EPs that they've released previously. That song was on one of them.
You're going to have to tell me what an EP is.
A short CD or record.
Yeah, it stands for extended play. From back when people were just releasing singles all the time, it would be like kind of an extended single, or nowadays it's more of like a half size album.
Right, okay. Exactly. So it's 5 or 6 songs on each of those. They're a pop band, and again, that's something that kind of didn't exist in Columbus, 5 or 10 years ago. And I think that they've got a really unique sound, but it's familiar, but it's new, it's fresh. There's three vocalists, there's two ladies and a guy that sing, and that gives them a really cool blend there. Two really good guitarists, keyboard player, and they just rip it. I just really like their music.
So, and do they have any upcoming shows that you'd like to talk about?
You can check out their MySpace page and see what they've got going on. They're kind of doing one-off stuff. I know they're playing with the Von Bondies for something soon.
Yeah, that's a BOMA, Bar of Modern Art. I think it's next Friday the 9th, but I'm not totally sure.
I can't remember the date, but they are playing that show, and I think it's a benefit show as well.
And where is BOMA? Say that again.
The Bar of Modern Art. It's on Broad Street on the east side of downtown.
Okay. So next weekend, Karate Coyote at BOMA. You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. 614-292-8513. That's how you can join the conversation about local music, or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. And Chris, let's just talk about the Columbus Alive that came out this week. You called this month Rocktober, the best month of the year for Columbus music fans. Why is that?
We've been doing for a few years now. Every year when October comes around, we do a special like kind of expanded music coverage for Rocktober, because it just seems like there's more touring music coming through town than any other time of year. I mean, in the spring and the fall, you'll generally get that, like, there's more albums being put out, there's more bands touring around to support their albums, but it seems like every year in October there's just this convergence where there's like way too many shows for us to preview within the confines of our usual format. So we just put in that big hand-scrawled calendar that is in there this week. And
so if you check out Columbus Alive, there's a full page calendar penned by you.
Yeah, it's my handwriting. Just kind of scrawled down there as if it was, hanging up in the office. And then we're going to, just have more concert previews than we normally would, just to try to, shoulder the burden of trying to let people know about all the stuff that's going on.
And so how do you decide what you end up writing about if there's so much going on? Do you have to just pick and choose?
Sometimes it just comes down to a matter of taste. Like, I don't really care about jam bands, so even though Mo is coming next week, it's like, I don't know if I really want to spend ink covering them.
Yeah.
So there's an element of personal taste. There's an element of, like, what do I think our audience cares about? And it's also like, what have we covered lately? Like, I mean, there's, you know, some bands come back pretty frequently, so it's like, well, maybe we'll take a pass this time and focus on something that has never been here before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, for next week's issue, there were probably about 14 or 15 concerts that I wanted to do little breakout blurbs on, and I had to cut it down to, I think, you know, 8 or 9. And so it's just like, the rest of them, you just have to go to my blog, columbusalive.com/sensory.
Yeah.
ColumbusLive.com/sensory. Find out about the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's hear a selection that was brought to us by Eric. This is Joey Hebdo.
Trouble, you're in trouble. Left abandoned, stuck inside a raft with four large mammals. Got no plan. One has got a wound in two.
And that is a song called Come For Me by Joey Hebdo. And Eric, tell us about Joey.
I met Joey 4 or 5 years ago. I used to run live sound for a living. And when we would have our open mic night, he would come out. And, you know, this skinny guy shows up. He was real young. He had huge dreadlocks. And he went up on stage. And I think he played Zeppelin's Gallows Pole the first night. And again, it was another of those moments where, like, everybody put their drink down and turned around and just paid attention. And this guy's... this guy's voice is just virtuosic like none other. I mean, his new recording, the song Come For Me that we just played, you know, that was a really smooth, nice, poppy track where he was harmonizing with himself, which is awesome, but he also has it within him to just unleash and just stop what's going on.
So, and they are, is it a band or is he just always by himself? Or
He has a band, but I think he mostly plays by himself.
Okay, so is he playing, he's playing tonight at Old Fields.
That's right.
So will he be by himself or does he bring a band with him sometimes? For?
You know, I haven't talked to him about tonight. I guess I assume that he plays solo. It tends to be more of a big deal putting the band together for gigs, so
right.
Like CD release parties, which he just put out a new record, and on Groundswell Columbus. I featured some of those tracks a number of times.
All right, so that is Joey Hebdo, and that song was Come For Me. He's at Old Fields on High tonight. And where's Old Fields? Give us a little bit of direction on High Street of where that is.
Old Fields is a little bit north of Hudson.
Okay.
It's on the east side of the street.
Right where all that construction is almost.
All the construction.
It's almost done.
Look out for missing sidewalk right in front of the bar. Just don't trip.
Right.
I'm sure they're working on that. You're listening to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurovich. Joining me in the studio is Chris DeVille, Columbus Alive music critic and reporter, Eric French with WOSU's new music service, Capital City Radio, and Andy Dotson from Central City Recording, 614-292-8513. That's how you can join the conversation about local music in Central Ohio, or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. We do need to take a break in a minute or so, but to go to the break, let's listen to Time's New Viking. Before we hear the band, Chris, tell us about Time's New Viking.
Time's New Viking is one of the most successful indie rock bands out of Columbus right now. They're on Matador Records, which is kind of one of the most famous kind of indie rock labels out there. They put out a bunch of great records by Pavement, Yellow Tango, Guided by Voices, a lot of kind of your seminal indie rock bands. And Time's New Viking signed with them a couple years ago. They play real sloppy, kind of noisy pop rock music. There's a lot of melodies, but they're kind of being shouted at the top of their lungs. And, you know, while instruments are being played at, you know, the loudest decibel volume possible. And it's just kind of this collision of noise and pop. And they've been really successful. I mean, they've toured Europe. They've toured the U.S. They've played lots of big festivals and... it's kind of
Sonic Youth and
they've opened for Sonic Youth and like Mission of Burma and they played with the Breeders when they were here in town.
Yeah,
it's just pretty much
so cool.
Small thing.
Yeah, they're a pretty big deal and it's pretty crazy.
They're kind of a big deal.
Seriously. And it's pretty crazy to think of just like, I mean, a few years ago they were just playing at Cafe Bourbon Street all the time to just like a pocket of their friends and now they're one of the most famous bands out of Columbus and, you know, getting all kinds of press for their new album, which is called Born Again Revisited.
It was really crazy. I went to LA last year, right when their what was the last record called? The one, the
first Rip
one
It Off. Door?
Yeah, Rip It Off came out, and I walked into Amoeba, which is like the holy grail of record shops in the universe. And I walked in, and there's Times New Viking on vinyl, like right at the front of Amoeba, and it was probably one of the coolest things.
It's pretty good. Pretty good for Columbus. Yeah. And Times New Viking is on tour in Europe right now, but I saw that they're coming back to Columbus, and they'll be at the Summit on October 14th.
Yeah, that's
tell us
right.
Where the Summit is.
The Summit is right next to Cafe Bourbon Street on Summit Street, between Oakland and Alden, over there in kind of the North Campus area, or you know, we alluded earlier to Washington Beach. It's kind of another one of those fake neighborhoods people created in the music scene. I guess that's a long story, but yeah,
okay.
The Summit, October 14th, Times New Viking. If you want to see him, it'll be a great show.
And here's their song, No Time, No Hope.
Singer and guitarist Richard Thompson has a new box set that collects over 40 years of his work. On the next Fresh Air, we feature excerpts of our interviews and concerts with him. Join us.
Fresh Air is coming up today at noon, just about 15 minutes here on WOSU A20 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides Weekend here on WOSU. It's 56 and light rain right now. Heavy showers likely this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Slight chance of showers before 11 tonight, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 48. More showers tomorrow, mostly cloudy for most of the day, and a high near 62. And Sunday, the sun should break through the clouds with any luck, partly cloudy with a high near 61. When you don't have time to catch the whole story, get the update with the WOSU Daily News Loop. Receive award-winning local coverage and NPR headlines emailed every weekday right to your inbox. Catch up with current events or listen to a story you missed. Don't miss a beat with the WOSU Daily News Loop. To sign up, go to wosu.org/email.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jurevich. This morning we're talking about local music, and you were just listening to a selection from the band This Is My Suitcase, and the song, Andy, is it L-O-V-E or is it Love?
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E. So tell us about this group.
Another group of just absolutely insane individuals. This Is My Suitcase.
Wait, insane in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. So they wrote this record. Joe, the lead singer of this band, Joe Camerlengo, wrote this record probably 2 years ago, maybe three, and had the entire thing, every instrument, like, written out in a notebook binder thing. And he has this grand vision for, like, a punk rock Disney soundtrack was what he was going for. So
I nodded when you said punk rock Disney soundtrack, but I should say, huh?
Yeah, well, and I know. It seems that it's like Disney music on acid or something. It's absolutely insane.
Okay.
Weird, but really, I mean, you kind of have to hear it. Check them out.
The first time I saw them live, they kind of, I thought, wow, this is sort of the musical equivalent of the show Scrubs.
Yeah.
That
totally
is really well put.
That's really well put.
No, I think two people are going to steal your line, Eric.
But I think the coolest thing about this record in particular is they did basic tracks in L.A., which would be like drums and bass and stuff like that. They did, and then they came back here and they had this notebook full of orchestra ideas, basically, and they went to like the tuba player's house or his dorm room or whatever with his computer and recorded the tuba parts for the whole record.
Not many bands have a tuba player, I'm thinking.
Well, they don't have a tuba player either. That's the beauty part. They would go, like, to Capitol and be like, hey, who's the best tuba player? And they'd say, this guy. And then Joe would go with this notebook, and it's not written in music. It's written out in ideas. And he'd be like, oh, the tuba goes like this, boom, 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 and teach the kid the part. And then they'd record it. I had the distinct pleasure of putting this all together at the studio and mixing the stuff at the studio. So I had tracks from, I don't know, I mean, there were up to 60 or 80 tracks on some of these songs, just different orchestration and instruments, but none of them were recorded as an orchestra. They were all individually done all over the place, and I just thought that was really cool.
And This Is My Suitcase, they have a show tonight, actually, at the Summit, which we were talking about right before the break. We were talking about the Summit. So tell our audience again where the Summit is.
It's right next door to Cafe Bourbon Street on Summit at Alden, I believe. And there's no sign on the door. It just is the building next door to Bourbon Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out that no sign thing.
It's hip, you know?
I guess.
For people to not be able to find you.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought that was the idea.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
You're listening to All Sides Weekend. To join the conversation about local music, call 614-292-8513 or send an email to allsides@wosu.org. Eric, what's your favorite venue to hear music? Where, if you had a place to go, where is your favorite place to go?
Well, usually every time I leave a venue, I'm saying, you know, this is my favorite. I think I saw Old Worlds last night at Andy Man, or I think it's called the Tree Bar now.
Tree Bar, Tree House, yeah.
The Tree House. And it's a tiny little cramped room. Kind of reminds me of, like, seeing somebody in New York City. You know, there's so many stickers and so many lights. And even though the PA is just a vocal mic, the sound in the room is always so good that you can hear everything just fine. Other than that, I guess I like the Rumba a lot. Okay. Or Carabar.
Where is Rumba?
Rumba's at Hudson and Summit, mm-hmm. I believe.
It's on Summit, just barely south of Hudson.
Right. Every time that I've seen music at Carabar or Summit, they've had a really attentive sound man, which really makes the night for me.
Okay. And we have an email from William. Watershed frontman Colin, is it Gal?
Gal. Yeah.
Has a great solo EP that came out in May called Chemotherapy, and more is coming in January. Does anyone know anything about that? That's a recommendation from William.
Well, when we were talking about how there wasn't pop music in Columbus before, he totally just busted us out on that. Watershed was an amazing, really cool power pop band. It's been around for a while here in town. They're also coming up soon. Will be the Michigan game. They'll reincarnate as the Dead Shimbecklers.
I thought that they dropped that last year.
Then they changed their mind and they went back to Dead Shimbecklers.
Yeah. Right. So the Dead Shimbecklers is a Michigan hate band that they form from time to time.
Okay, so this is the same guys as Watershed.
Watershed and Collins Elite Center. You can also do Colin Karaoke on CD 101. I forget. I don't know the times or whatever, but there's times when they do Colin Karaoke, and he's in there live in the studio playing guitar, and then he'll sing something, and you have to pick up where he leaves off, and you win a prize.
Okay, and now we're going to go to the phones, and this is Rick. Rick, what is your comment or question? Rick, are you there? Okay, we're going to see if Rick is still there. Before, I'm not sure who mentioned the Cringe website. Let's talk a little bit more about Cringe.
Cringe is run by Joel Treadway, and I've known him since pretty much as soon as I moved here. I've been in Columbus for over 10 years now, and I started playing in bands right away, and Joel was at every show. He's been the biggest supporter. He runs the website, and through the site he sells merchandise for the bands. He'll promote anything that you ask him to promote. Just an all-around solid guy.
You can check his website for the live shows update every week. If you're wondering where to go see shows, he's got one of the more extensive lists of local music in town.
And, Chris, is that something you use, or should we visit your blog maybe for that?
No, I definitely use Cringe. I think we should visit all of the sites. You know, go to my blog, go to cringe.com, go to dunwaiting.com, go to anywhere that's writing about local music. You know, hit it up, support it. I'm sure everybody's got a little bit of different information, but cringe.com is great, and Joel is totally, he's everywhere, always taking pictures and
Earshot Gallery. Yeah, he takes photos at every concert and video too, and he posts them. So, I mean, any local band that you've seen in the last 10 years, you can just click on and see 10 or 20 sets of photos, and they're super cool looking.
I don't even know if all the bands know, that, but, like, a lot of bands should probably check out cringe.com and make sure that you've got all the pictures he's got.
Update my MySpace account.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, and I think we have Rick back. Rick, are you there?
I am. Thank you. I think it's great. There's a lot of positive energy coming from your interview with these guys, and I have met them, and I think they're really doing a great job. And focusing on this phenomenon, which is, you know, actually starting to come together, like he said, after 5 years, more concentration. I think the problem, I'm just going to say one thing because nobody said anything negative yet, and I don't want to be the bad guy, but I just don't find any of the venues to be enhancing of the live music. For example, I'm going to name a name. I'm just going to say, to go and see a band at Park Street Tavern, to me, is like I'm almost unbearable. I cannot believe that they can.
A lot of concrete.
Circus is like such bad acoustics for me. Now I'm more mature, but I'm also from a bigger marketplace, and where there's places like Arlene's Grocery. I don't know if you've ever been to Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan, where it's designed to be unbelievably. The sound is the number one thing.
See, Rick, we need you to speak up. We need all of you guys to speak up, because the reason a lot of these places don't sound better.
Speak louder to the phone, or just
no. I mean, speak up to the bar owners. I'm sorry. I apologize. That doesn't make sense over the air.
Everybody's reviews, and they're saying how crappy bands sound. Guess what? I mean, it's like we have so much incredible technology in the world today. I mean, Pro Tools 8 is retarded. It's so incredible.
Yeah.
You
know,
all right. Well, let's
go to these shows, and you go, "What's up? Why?"
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rick, and we'll get our panel to weigh in on that. So, do you agree some venues just are not designed for music?
I don't know if they're not designed for it. I mean, it's expensive to build a real sound system, and we are a smaller market. We're a growing market. Clearly, that's part of what I love about this town is that it's not quite established yet, so we can kind of define what it's going to be. But I'll agree with that. I think Rick's got a point. I think, you know, there are places in town that have great acoustics. There are places in town that put on great shows, and there are awesome sound guys. And there's also different levels of that. You know, some places you go for the ambience. And maybe, like he was talking about, the Tree Bar. The sound there is really good a lot of times because the bands are really good, but it's not because of a great sound system. It's kind of because of the vibe of the place carries it. But I would agree. I would love to see somebody with some capital throw it into some bars around here, but I think that's the issue. It's expensive, and you know, if people want better sound, like I said, speak up. Tell the bar owners that'll get more people out, because that's, you know.
Chris or Eric, you have anything to add?
Well, I agree with Rick also, because when you establish a bar and you want live music, you don't necessarily have to put any effort or money into your acoustics, and you know, some places don't even offer an in-house sound system. You know, so if you provide a place for bands to play, of course they're going to come out and play because that's what's there. But it would be great to see somebody step up with some real capital and design the room, which I know that's something that Andrew does.
Yeah, acoustic consulting. I'm totally available. Anybody out there wants to make things sound better.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have anything to say they haven't already said, but I agree.
Okay, well, let's hear another musical selection. This was brought to us by Chris, and this is Dane Terry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce a new biology, the first one of its kind. Behind me in this rusty old rail car, brand new animal, a wonder to behold.
And that is Dane Terry. And Chris, what's the name of that song?
It's called The Telephant.
The Telephant. And that's an interesting sound, a very different kind of sound.
Yeah. He is kind of like a modern day cabaret singer, you know, kind of piano man. He's definitely unique for Columbus and pretty much unique worldwide. Yeah. I mean, he's a unique performer. And he's been out on tour with another really unique performer named Jordan O'Jordan, who used to live in Columbus. They've been touring the country together quite a bit this year, but they're going to be back in Columbus, I think, tomorrow night, Saturday, at Skylab, which is a art gallery and music space downtown at 57 East Gay Street.
Okay.
I think that's 8 o'clock tomorrow they're going to be playing. But Dane Terry is super, like, kind of a singular talent, and I've really have just been become familiar with him recently just through listening to his songs on myspace.com/DaneTerry, and it's making me very curious about, you know, picking up one of his records and going to see him live soon, because I'm just really intrigued with that sound.
Okay, so that's Dane Terry, and he will be at Skylab tomorrow night. And we have Corey on the line. Corey, what's your question?
Yeah, I wonder what kind of places and resources are available for younger people to get involved in the music scene, you know, that might not be able to get into the bars yet.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, there's a few places that are kind of facilitating that. I know there's a new place up near Rumba Cafe called Wild Goose Creative. It's on that same block just south of Hudson on Summit Street. And they're kind of like a free space. Like, you can rent it out to put on a show. You can put a concert on. You can do an art show there. They're trying to kind of facilitate that kind of creativity. There are I've talked before about house shows, and it's kind of like a whole different scene, but that's part of why the house show scene exists, is because of this a younger crowd that can't get into the bars. There's various places around town. If you search like Columbus DIY online, you can find a lot of information about house shows. And then I know there are some bars that kind of allow, you know, maybe 18 plus in instead of 21 plus.
I think Scully's is usually 18, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So there are resources. There are not as many as I would like to see. But
there used to be a place that was a comic book store up on 161.
Oh, Midgard Comics,
yeah. Which is where, you know, my band used to play up there. The guys from This Is My Suitcase. Actually, as I look at this list, a lot of these people kind of got their starts there when we were underage.
Where Six is that?
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
I was going to pine the loss of one of our greater establishments. I wonder where Keith's at. If anybody knows where Keith is, the guy that used to run that place, the man's a saint. And if we can figure out a way to get that back. It was a really cool thing to have. I hope there's something coming along like that.
All right. Well, thank you for the question, Corey. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. And Eric, did you have anything to add about places to get started?
I was thinking about Midgard, about all the great shows that I saw there.
But unfortunately, yeah, that doesn't exist
anymore.
Well,
that doesn't do us any good now.
I think Wild Goose is probably your best place to start right now. Wild Goose Creative is what it's called.
Yeah.
I think Scarlet and Gray has early shows also.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's 18 or...
No,
actually, I think I've seen high school.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Scarlet and Gray Cafe, they're just north of Northwood on High Street.
Right.
They have a lot of younger bands playing there.
So maybe some more resources are needed for high school students right now.
Oh, Downfront, too. Downfront Productions does a lot of like local high school band showcases and stuff like that. They'll run out to Newport and put on 8 or 9 bands all in one night.
Okay.
That's another place to check.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. You've been listening to All Sides Weekend. Thank you to Andy Dotson with Central City Recording, Chris DeVille with Columbus Alive. He's the Columbus Alive music critic. And thank you to Eric French with Capital City Radio's Groundswell Columbus, which is at capitalcityradio.org. And thank you to Emma Fett at the controls. This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Amy Jarovich. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus. And streaming on the web at wosu.org. WOSU 820, NPR News.